Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to start a new series, and the next few days and weeks we'll be teaching on the good fight of faith. If you want to know what is required to walk and fight this good fight of faith that Paul was talking to Timothy about, just stay with us and listen, and we will tell you and teach you how this thing works. At the end of the program, you'll hear some numbers of how to get this teaching free in its entirety.
I mean, I forced it in there, and I come down and said, Lord, I'm not going to show any signs of weakness because you're my healer, you are my strength, so I'm going to go teach the Word today. So I come down here and taught the Word all afternoon. I mean, prayed for people for 2 or 3 hours, went home, took my shoe off, and I'm sitting in a pair of shorts. My son-in-law, which works in a hospital, walked in, and he said, what did you do to your leg? I said, well, last Monday morning, I tore it up a little bit when I fell through a hole. He said, Thurman, you got blood poison in that leg. I said, I don't receive that curse in the name of Jesus. He said, I'm not trying to curse you. I said, yes, you are. You just don't know what word curses are. But I said, you're trying to speak a word curse on me, which I do not receive in the name of Jesus. He said, Thurman, look at your foot. It's swelled twice. It's size almost. He said, look at your toes. They're totally black. He said, there's no circulation down there. I need to take you to a doctor right now. I said, no, Toby. I said, if you ain't got nothing else to say than that, just go back home. I said, go home. But I said, Jesus is my healer. I don't need any help. He made me promises in His Word. He guaranteed to heal me. I said, so He's doing it. His Word cannot fail me. He said, Thurman. I said, look, Toby, go home. So he left. And I said to him, I said, Lord, thank you that you're my healer. Well, by 2 or 3 days later, my foot was beginning to go down. Within 2 weeks, virtually all the swelling was gone. My toes were pink again, like they're supposed to be. And every day when I go to work, I would put a stickless bandage over that so that I wouldn't get dirt and stuff in it when I worked. But I did do that. I'd put a stickless bandage over it and cover it up, put a little tape around it just to protect it from dirt and things. We're going to keep it clean. Well, within 2 weeks, my foot was normal, and it took 2 more months after that, but not one scab appeared on my leg, only skin. And the Lord put the skin back, and today there's not even a scar there where He healed that. Not even a scar. Is He awesome or is He awesome? Now, see, that's what the King will do for you when you trust Him. Now, then, when I saw these ladies over here getting sick and everything else, is it hard to trust Him when you have a situation like that, young lady? Yes, it is, isn't it? It takes some real faith. You've got to really believe the Word of God. Now, this is what I'm talking about, the fight of faith. Now, then, another experience I just had. I mean, it's like the devil never gives up. This only happened a few weeks ago. A few weeks ago, I was out in the barn, and I'm working my tractors and everything, and a spider bit me right there. A brown recluse spider. Anybody know what happens when a brown recluse spider bites you? Immediately the skin begins to rot. Well, I mean, does Mark chapter 16, verse 18 say that no deadly poison shall hurt you? Does it say that? How many people know that Mark chapter 16, verse 18 says in the first part of the verse that no deadly poison shall hurt us as Christians? I mean, how many of us know that? You know that. Okay, if you know that, do you believe it?
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, see, there's a difference. This is what's called fighting the fight of faith. You either believe that or you don't believe that. Now, then, Jesus said, just like this young man here said, He knew that in Mark 16, the last part of the verse, He said they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But when you lay hands on them, they get instantly healed. It's even a shock to you, isn't it? See, you're giving God the option to do wonderful things if you'll just step out and do something in faith. Woo! And it really does fire your faith, too. Do it ever. I praise the Lord. I love it when the King does those things for His children. When we begin to step out in faith and do something and fight the fight of faith, when He shows up, just like the first time He did it for me, I'm thinking, Lord, this stuff really worked. Like Deanna the other day when she came up and said she prayed for a lady at work, lay hands on her, and she said, and it worked, she got healed. We're amazed at God. Can you imagine what our King must say? If you children would just believe me, I mean, if you'd only believe me, I would do great and mighty things among you, but you really don't believe. But with my spider bite, I mean, immediately you're put to the test. Your skin begins to swell and a big knot begins to come up in just a little while. What do you think most of you would do if a brown recluse spider bit you and you know how deadly they are? What are you going to do? You're going to go to the doctor, call 911, get your mate to run you to the doctor as quick as you can get to the hospital, or are you going to take God's promises and stand on them? It only takes a fool to stand on God's promises, right? I mean, give me a break. I mean, you know God uses doctors. Don't be a dummy, Thurman. Get down to the doctor's office right now. Well, I can never find a place in the Word of God where Jesus ever had to call on a doctor for a second opinion. It was not there, not in my Bible. If you found one, you'll have to show it to me. I never found one. So I said, Lord, again, you promised to heal all of my problems. And you didn't just say that in one or two places. You said it all over the book. So, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that I have power over this poison that's been injected by the devil into my arm. So he's put me to the test. I said, Lord, thank you that I'm healed. And so I didn't do nothing about it. You know, I just went on. And finally, by Saturday, it happened on Thursday morning, Saturday, my arm was swelled pretty good. I was having trouble working Saturday. I was driving a truck. I was hauling some gravel, a dump truck. And finally, about the middle of the afternoon, I come and I said, Dave was helping me. And I says, Dave, have you got anything at your house you could lance this thing? I said, this thing is so tight, my arm, I can't bend it up to touch my nose without really pushing hard. I said, I believe we just cut a hole in that thing and squeeze it a little bit and let some of that stuff out. It'll be better. I said, but Jesus is healing me. He said, well, sure, I got some stuff. So we went over to his house, and he got his surgery kit, you know, with his little tiny knives and all this stuff. And he literally dug a hole a quarter of an inch in diameter and a quarter of an inch deep into my arm. You know, because this thing was swelled out so big. And we began to mash on this thing, and it was all kinds of crusty, cruddy stuff came out of it. It looked awful. And he said, I said, I'm glad you're a man of faith too. I said, you believe with all your heart that I'm healed? He said, absolutely. The Word said it. There's no doubt. It's a done deal. So we squeezed a bunch of that stuff out of there, and it did make my arm a little bit easier to move back and forth. So I went back to work Sunday. Of course, it was pretty good shape Sunday. I came down here and preached the Word of God on Sunday. And by Friday, it was completely gone. And then, of course, it's only been just a few weeks ago. And I might show you that right there is where that brown recluse spider bit me. Isn't that amazing what kind of work God does? Look at that. Isn't he awesome? You can't even tell it, can you? Bit me right there. Right there. Does he do good work?
Absolutely.
How long did it take me to fight the fight of faith? 1 week. 1 week. God's promises never fail. Now then, it hadn't been many years ago when I couldn't have done that. Many years ago, but my aunt, for instance, I had an aunt that lived out in Cross Plains, Texas. She walked out in the garage one day, and a brown recluse spider fell and bit her. And, of course, she was a Christian. She had been a Baptist all of her life. She loved God with all her heart. Had no knowledge of these mighty promises. I mean, she called, and they took her to the doctor. She went to Brownwood, to the hospital, and they done surgery on her. They cut a big chunk of skin out of her, and that woman was in the hospital 6 weeks. 6 weeks she was in the hospital. Of course, I went and visited her. Back in those days, I didn't know what faith was either, so I couldn't even pray for her in faith. I didn't know what I was doing. Can you believe a Baptist deacon, a Baptist Sunday school teacher, goes to see his aunt, drives out to Brownwood, to see his aunt in the hospital with a spider bite, and don't even pray for her. That's how dumb I was. I mean, I didn't know prayer worked. I mean, I was raised up in a church that never saw God do anything, so why should I think he'd do something for me? I didn't know. Boy, has that devil blinded our mind. I mean, he don't care if he's Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, Pentecostal. He don't care, brother. I mean, he does a good job on us. He has deceived us. I don't care, but God don't care either. He wants you to be his son or his daughter, and all he wants you to do is learn how to fight this fight of faith. And when you learn how to do it, I guarantee the enemy will put you to the test. That put me to the test both times. You know, when you're sitting there with your leg all swelled up and black and a big place this big around on the front of your leg, folded around, and your son-in-law, which works in the hospital, comes and says, Thurman, you got blood poisoned. What would you do? Maybe I do need to go to a doctor. Maybe this stuff don't work. Well, the minute you think that, guess what? You've lost the fight of faith. Right there. You might as well go, because you have lost it. It is a fight of faith to the end. And, of course, since I've learned these things, that's how I was able to raise my daughter, my granddaughter, from the dead. You know, technically, she was dead with her brainstem severed and everything. But I was able to bring her back from the dead and get her eyes open and all those wonderful things by faith. But just because I have faith, does that mean everybody in my household has faith? Absolutely not. My son, he's just like I was when I was his age. Oh, he's got a whole lot more knowledge than I had when I was 28 years old. But still, he's learning. I mean, he's seeking. He's studying the Word, and that's a good thing. And of course, my son-in-law, he'll just tell me, Thurman, I don't have faith. I just don't have it. I'm working on it, but I'm not there yet. But it takes a lot of time with God to develop this kind of faith. And when you do, wow. Now, if we need to know what fight we're in and how to fight this fight. Now, the only fight we're called upon to fight is the good fight of faith, and that's in 1 Timothy 6:12. 1 Timothy 6:12, Paul was telling Timothy to fight the good fight of faith, fight the good fight of faith, and lay hold of eternal life. Lay hold of it. Well, we, I think, as Christians, we just come in. I know this is the way I was, and it appears to be that that's the way most of us are. Whatever church we were raised up in, doesn't make any difference. Usually it's where our mother and daddy went. We go to that church, and we hear what's taught there, and we bring our Bible to church with us. Some of us do. Some don't even bring their Bibles. I'm amazed at the people that come to church, and I walk in, they're walking down now. And I said, where's your Bible? Oh, I don't bring a Bible to church. I got it at home. How do you know what the preacher's going to preach is right? Well, I mean, you know, most of them only read one or two verses. And, you know, and then he preaches around that. You know, so I don't know whether he's telling me the truth or not. I mean, that's where I was. I was just like that, you know, all my life. So I didn't know what this book said. So when I began to read this thing line by line and start reading this, I said, hey, there's something here that either these people don't understand or I don't understand or we all don't understand, but there's something about this book.
We're going to have to stop right there today on the teaching, but we'll start there again tomorrow. We invite you to join us again tomorrow to hear the continuation of the Good Fight of Faith. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact our ministry center at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or go to the web at www.tlsm.org, www.tlsm.org. And there you can order these teachings as well as many other teachings free and postpaid. We would love to send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, He is God and Lord of all. And we praise Him and thank Him for the privilege to teach His Word.